Next, David explains the concept of letting go of the resistance to the sensations we are experiencing and how to stop labeling them in response to an illness.
Anything that you experience, like pain or sickness, if you let go resisting it, you realize that you're labeling it. You're labeling that feeling that you have in your stomach as hyperacidity or nausea. So you're willing to let go giving it any kind of a label, because that's a label. You can't experience a label. All you can experience is a pain in your knee. You can't experience arthritis. Arthritis is a diagnosis. So I have, let's say, an intermittent pain in my knee right now, and even calling it pain is a lie. It's not really a pain. It's sort of debilitating weakness or unpleasantness. So you let go resisting it, and you just live with it. And if you need a cane, you take a cane with you. There's no point in resisting it, pretending you don't have it. There's no point in pretending you don't have it and then fall down the stairs because you're too stupid to carry a cane when it would be helpful. So you're just honest with it. You've got this intermittent pain and disability. And it may or may not be related to age, and it could be just a program. You know, you maybe have a program from previous lifetimes, or God knows that old people all get creaky joints. So even that, you don't resist. You say, well, old people get creaky joints. And even if it's a belief system, so they get the belief system that you get creaky joints. Who cares? So you get to be more comfortable with whatever ails you and look at it as part of human fallibility, human fallibility. If evolutionary-wise, we were meant to have a perfect body forever, well, this body would be a couple hundred years old and still perfect. Obviously, we're made of protoplasm, and protoplasm is time-limited to begin with. And so we all have limitations inherent to being a human being, protoplasmic and otherwise. And therefore, we learn a certain humility, whether we want to or not, that you're not just omnipotent. So we all surrender in the end to the necessity of relying on God in the long run. The long run, spirit realizes that what which I am is spirit, and spirit is where I originated, and spirit is where I will return. And you realize that your destination eventually is heaven, heavenly destination. Or you can have it the other way, be an SOB, and then all your friends are in hell, you see what I mean? A lot of people look forward to going to hell, I suppose. All their friends are there, you know. Mafia, I suppose they all have a special place in hell where the gang hangs out. The healing may not mean that the ailment disappears, but your capacity to live with it and not have it interfere with your life. I don't care if the knee has a discomfort or a weakness or something. As long as it doesn't interfere with my life. You don't want to fall down the stairs with it. That's the main thing, see? If it's limited, you can live with the limitation. You don't want to fall down the stairs with it, that's all. Then you become a nuisance to the neighbors and all. They got to come over and haul you off to the hospital and all because you broke your leg, you idiot.